Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSRQ plenary number 93 on the 4th of December, 2019 at 1500 UTC. Members attending the call today are Russ, Danko, Kave, Lauren, Ramakrishna, Norm, and Scott. Apologies from Boban, Carrie Ann, Eric, Casey, and Steve. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. Technical writer Heather is on the call. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. Russ, I will turn the call over to you now. Thank you.
Okay, so the first thing on the agenda is to make sure that everyone has been contacted regarding the face-to-face meeting in January in Washington. Is there anyone who has not connected with travel? I know they have not sent out hotel, but I think that if you're planning to be at the meeting, you should have closed on airline. Okay, I'm not hearing anyone, so I'm assuming that means everyone's squared away.
Russ, this is Lauren. I think I remember that Boban said he hadn't been contacted, but he sent his apologies, I think, for this one.
Hey, Russ, this is Scott, too. I have yet to book due to just booking council SPS this past week, so I'll get that done here shortly.
Thank you.
And this is Brenda. Boban's set with his travel at this time.
Okay, so since his email, that's been worked out?
Correct.
Good. All right, so the second thing on the agenda is the filling the gaps in the report. I've gotten a bunch of emails this morning about people who said they did not quite finish. Denise and Carrie Ann both sent that. Matagoro sent a note that said he has text, but he'll talk about it when he joins the call. He's not yet on the call. Please let us know if he joins. Lauren, we went through some of your texts last week, and you had a couple changes to make. Are those done?
In fact, no. apologies for that, but they will happen this week. I'm sorry. I'm traveling this week, so I couldn't make it. Sorry.
Okay. So, all right. The next one is Eric. He did not make the call. I did not see email with text. Heather, did he add it directly to the Google Doc?
Unfortunately not. The only text that has been added was from, there's a little bit from KC, and there's the stuff from Elaine. Other than that, I haven't seen any updates.
Right. So the stuff from Elaine we talked about last week, and it didn't seem to quite be crisp and to the point. So that was not adjusted since the call last week? Is that what you're saying?
It was not. And given that he rewrote both, you know, he wrote the findings and then rewrote the recommendation, I felt like the, at least as what I recall is where we left it last week, was that everyone was going to look over what he did and decided that they agreed with the revised recommendation as well as looking at the findings.
Okay, can you remind us what page that's on?
This is Jennifer. I think it's on page 39 or 40, 41.
It is on page 41.
41.
The original is at the bottom of page 40.
Excuse me, this is Brenda. Just to let you know that Matagoro and Navid have also joined since we began. Thank you.
Okay, so when we finish with the IANA portal part, we will return to Matagoro's writing assignment. So the recommendation now says that ICANN has committed to increasing the level of security and responsiveness for the root zone management system during implementation of the new root zone management system. ICANN.org should impose multi-factor authentication inside the authorization model and ensure integrity and authenticity for all communications. Does anyone have any concerns with that? I think that's essentially the thrust of the original, except that it drops all mention of the emergency changes because we were unable to come to any agreement on what kind of a shortened response that should have.
I would also point out, and you know, this is Heather, this is possibly, you know, just my ignorance in terms of how the ICANN systems work, but it's going from a recommendation that was called, you know, IANA communications, and now it's root zone change management. Is that, the same thing?
That is one, that is the primary function of the IANA portal.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not hearing anyone concerned. All right, Matagoro, you sent a note to the list that said you had text, but wanted to talk about it on the call.
Yeah. Hi, this is Matagoro, and I was drafting the text, and it was actually building on the previous discussion that we've been doing, because it was just to find the rationale as well as the gap or the findings. So from the recommendation, SSR1 recommendation, there was a security management framework for most of the action that we put it, but also from the discussion that we've been conducting on the possibility of ICANN using the available certified framework, as we have been from the a number of discussing, even from the Los Angeles, those people who attended, it has shown that there is a need of having a framework that is internationally recognized, and most of the recommendation we are building that. So that's the direction that I was framing my text as a rationale to justify most of the recommendation that has been given on the information security management, as well as security risk management recommendation.
So is there text anywhere that we can see?
Thank you. I'm away with my laptop, as I said in my email, but that's the direction of the text that I have already framed, so I will share it.
I personally don't have any concern with the direction you just said, but I would like to see text, so I am sure.
Let me think.
Did you send text and email that I missed?
Russ, this is Heather. I believe his point was that he's written the text, but it's on his laptop, which he's not anywhere near, so he hasn't sent it yet.
Okay. So when do you think you will be able to send it?
Yeah, sure, I'll do that. Yeah, I will send it today, just after the meeting, after going back to my laptop.
Thank you. Okay.
Russ, this is Heather. I have a quick question for you back to the root zone change management.
Sure.
Should I go ahead then and accept the text as written and remove the old text?
I think that makes sense to me.
Okay, just wanted to verify. Thank you.
Not hearing anyone object. Okay, and Scott, I think you had some text that you were going to produce. Has that happened?
It has not. Unfortunately, I had a death in the family early Friday morning, so I have been on bereavement. The funeral's tomorrow, so I will try to get to this in the next couple of days.
Condolences, and yes, the family first, but please make this next.
Sounds good.
Thanks. Okay, and the last writing assignment is Casey's. She sent text by email and put it in the Google Doc. This was regarding the research briefings. I'm trying to remember where that is, because she put it in, not in suggest mode. Can you tell us what page that's on, Heather?
I believe it's 51.
It is. I have to race from one app to the next to get to the unmute button.
Thank you, Jennifer. Page 51. I don't know how you're able to do these things in the wiki so quickly. Okay, so Heather, it appears, has highlighted it. So any concerns with the text that Casey has provided?
So this is Lauren. I think text as is more or less fine. Maybe two or three minor edits somewhere, I don't know. I'm just wondering, didn't we have a discussion about that one and deprioritize this? I might be wrong. That's why I'm asking.
No, we did have that discussion. And Casey was adamant that there is significant research going on that ICANN is not aware of. And so while others said this doesn't seem to be as significant in terms of impact as the rest of them, Casey argued and we said, well, let's see what her findings text says, and we now have some. And so my gut reaction to it is it kind of makes sense. It's not a big cost. but we probably would not prioritize it at the top of the implementation priority list. I don't know how others react, but that's my initial reaction.
So this is Aaron again. So I think this is, I think we termed this as a low-hanging fruit. I don't disagree with Casey here. So I think there is a lot of stuff happening in this field. There's a ton of good research. The challenge, I think, will be to turn some of what is happening in the research spaces into something actionable for ICANN. I think this will be the main challenge. But other than that, I think it makes sense to have this. And as I said, I feel this is one of the low-hanging fruits where it's like, look, this would be a useful thing to do, and it's not expensive, and is actually pretty simple to do, as long as you know how to implement. So I would say let's have the discussion when we're in DC, because most people will be there, but I think it's good to have it.
Okay, so this was the last of the writing assignments. Please, everybody who we did not get their writing assignments, and I know that most of them sent apologies for this call, let's get them done for next week. The next thing that we're going to try and do is figure out how to collect information on the prioritization. We heard last week from how ESSAC does it. My concern with the approach that they use is it would take us at least half a day of the Washington meeting. So the leadership team is trying to figure out how to collect information through SurveyMonkey or email or something prior to the Washington meeting so that we can get everybody's input and take a look at where the team as a whole thinks the most important to implement recommendations are. My initial reaction is maybe we just ask each person to give us their top five and we see where that where the overlap is. If we get a lot of people saying for the same ones, then we will have a good feel in Washington where to start that discussion. Any reactions to that approach?
So Russ, this is Lauren, and I think I alluded to this on Monday's call as well. If we just give people, say, this choice of five, then I feel, and in some ways this is a good thing, we will likely end up with a small number of those that are kind of the key ones, and I don't think we'll have that much issue. Just based on our discussions in Montreal. But how do we deal with the rest? So another option, just to throw it out there, would be like a lot of the survey tools, right? You have like a 0 to 100 slider in terms of importance, right? And so we could do something like that. So you can distribute it a bit more in a granular fashion, or maybe we could do more than one category. Because otherwise, my fear would be, right, that we have this clump of, yes, this is super important, and then the rest, we don't have any granularity anymore.
I see. Yeah, I do recall you saying that. And the idea is that, we do kind of not have to have a completely numbered ordering. But we do want to be able to separate the really vital ones, the middle, and then the lesser priority ones. So, but your approach may give us the data to see where the clumpings naturally occur. And we already agreed on the dependencies in Montreal, so that is important. Because we don't want one that is to be high that's dependent on a low, for example.
Yeah, so I'm happy to take an action item and show some of these things, the kind of options. As I said, this week I'm going crazy with travel, but as soon as I'm where I should be, I can just go into, say, Qualtrics or something like that and show examples of some of the ways you can do it, because there's actually some pretty fun stuff that's also easy to answer. So I'm happy to do that hopefully by next week.
That'd be great. Thank you. Okay, I think that takes us to the any other business part of the agenda. Is there any? Okay, so Jennifer, my collection of the action items are people to finish filling in the gaps. We need text from Denise, Carrie Ann, Monteguro, Lauren, Eric, Scott. So that's the list of people I have. And Lauren just took an action to put together some approaches to collecting the priority thoughts from each of the team members.
That sounds good, Russ. I think Lauren had a small writing assignment to make some edits as well. But apart from that, same.
Yes, that's why I put him in the list.
Yeah, that's
of
the text.
Okay, got it.
Right, yep. Okay. Hearing no other business, thank you so much, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.